Item 7 is a subdivision and rezoning at 741 to 765 Bonner Avenue under file DASZ 19 of 2014. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following items will also be heard at the same time. Item 8, which is a variance at 741 to 765 Bonner Avenue under file DAV 135956 of 2014D. There you go. And this is a submission that was made.
Okay, thank you. The applicant is John Wintrop. State your name and address for the record, please.
Good evening. John Wintrop, 301-139 Roslyn Road, Winnipeg, Manitoba. Once again, thank you, members of the community committee. We're happy to be here tonight. Very excited, actually. This has been a long-term project that started well over 10 years ago when the original subdivision rezoning for Headmaster Row came in. Arrowwood Estates, I believe, is what it's called. The residents who I represent this evening on the north side of Bonner Avenue, east of Mitchelson Way, originally came out to those public hearings. There are several of them. They opposed that development. This predated the councillor, Jeff Berwadi. That actually development ended up getting rejected at the community committee, ended up getting approved, and went forward, was constructed. During that whole process, it was conceptualized of Cindy Clawson Way being extended from Headmaster Row to connect to Mitchelson through these fine folks' backyards. It took several years, a lot of discussions, a lot of roundtables, a lot of coffee, a lot of meetings. The residents worked quite closely together to actually come forward to the point where we've made an application to rezone and subdivide to create the street across all their rear properties and to create, I believe, 19 lots on the north side of Cindy Clawson Way. Several discussions went on to get to this point. We're quite happy to be here. They're leaving the south side. Currently, they're kind of where their houses are behind their houses. They can, at this time, without any kind of plan of subdivision, they're individually hopefully going to come in the future to subdivide those off when each different landowner is prepared to do so. Once again, it took a lot of cooperation of these residents. I really applaud them. There are a diversity of people and viewpoints, but they came together over time and to get to this point to make an application. It was a very grassroots neighborhood coming together of the community to get to this point. We're very proud to say that the public service is supporting our application on all points of it except for one minor thing. So we greatly appreciate the support they've given us. They proposed option two, and we all support option one. The difference between option one and two as advertised is really the width of Cindy Clawson right away. They're looking for the standard, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Jasper, 18 meters. We're looking for something that was a little shorter than that, not as wide. That was previously approved just to the west of us for a previous application right against Mitchelson Way, where it was approved as a substandard width of a right-of-way. The reason why we asked for the substandard right-of-way through the back of these fine folks' lands is the lots to the north, if it's 18 meters, the lot depth becomes 90 feet. That is a very tight lot. Most of the average lots that are being created these days are for houses on 110, 120 feet depth. 90 feet is a very shallow lot. The houses are, if you see in the last 10 years being constructed, are more narrow and long, not wide bungalows. So we're looking to get a standard lot of about 100 feet. They'll still have smaller backyards, I believe. They might have to come in for variances for front yards. That would be an application in the future. If the roadway was shifted to the south, it greatly impacts these residents. They all have houses at different depths of lot depth along Bonner Avenue. Some of the streets shifting south pushes a new lot depth further into people's backyards, into their sheds, pools, back of their houses. You can't fit the houses, the existing houses, with a new house on the south side then. It's problematic. So after a lot of discussion with the residents, we did building location certificates. We examined it quite closely, and we found the only solution we can come up with is the substandard width right away. We can't meet the 18 meters. Wish we could. We greatly wish we could. We've looked at different options of how to do it. But I respect the residents want to keep their existing houses on the north side of Bonner. That is why one of the main criteria why they proceeded to move forward with the understanding they could keep their houses, subdivide the back off, have a double-loaded street, have new houses behind them at a sufficient depth that it doesn't interfere with what their existing holdings are. But I don't know if a 90-foot depth lot on the north side is very buildable or sellable in the community when somebody can go out and buy a 100-foot depth, 110-foot, 120-foot somewhere else in North Kadonan or Chanscona or out in East St. Paul. So that's the only point that I'd like to communicate. Once again, we greatly appreciate the public service. They support everything else about the application. This is one minor thing that we're asking for that we've agreed to disagree with. I understand the public service wants to stay with their policies. We're asking for a deviation for that policy for the stated reasons. We do have a petition signed by all the residents in support of option one, I believe. And I believe all of them signed the petition. How many signatures we have?
I don't know. It was 15 on there.
15, 20 signatures of people in support of option one for the substandard width of Cindy Claussen right away. We're open to any questions about the entire project. We understand that you have many other items to hear tonight, so we've tried to keep it as short as possible, but we'll answer any questions about the project if you have any.
Councillor
Bellotti has a question. Councillor Bellotti.
If you could stay put, John, actually, I'm going to ask public service a couple questions concurrently here, if that's acceptable. I see the two different scenarios here, option one and option two. Option one, I understand the desirability of it from the applicant's perspective. My question is, Public Works, I think, raised some concerns, like even about snow storage. Like the reason we don't plow windrows is there's nowhere in the public right-of-way to store snow. Well, do we require potentially easements on all these properties to, say, perhaps allow the storage of snow?
We would have to require easements, plus the utilities would not be in the way. Like, for instance, Hydro right now requires a 3 to 4 meter easement on private property. So if you take away literally, you know, 10 feet, then they're going to require that much more of a.
Yeah, okay.
So that's the main issue, is you would, if you want, replace the front part of the front yard as the boulevard.
Have you discussed with your clients the potential need to have easements so that the city of Winnipeg could potentially have snow encroaching into the private property of the residents along these newly created lots?
I'll ask them shortly, but when it comes to Hydro and stuff like that, and I can correct them if I'm wrong, but I believe they already sent in a letter saying they're going to put a blanket easement on all the properties anyway, so they already placed or will intend to place an easement to.
If the city of Winnipeg required one as well, that would
be I'll check.
Amenable.
Yeah, these guys were. Yeah, they're pretty happy to have a snow easement on their lands for snow.
And it'll
be a caveat on the title that clearly says that. And when they sell the lot off to a builder or to somebody else, that person moving in will understand they have an easement on the title for snow storage. We're okay with that.
Has Water and Waste identified any concerns about? I mean, normally the shutoff valve or the individual lot valve is basically at the property line. That property line is going to be closer to the physical roadway.
Correct.
Is any issues with that?
No, we just have to make sure that they put it in the right spot. So that is actually on the public right away, not on the
Okay.
Private.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions right now, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I don't have any questions. Any questions, Mr. Schreier? Councillor Schreier? No? Okay. We'll call you back up after we ask the other delegations. Thank you. Also in support here, again, if you're registered in support, it does not mean you have to speak. You can just be registered in support. And I'm not saying that just because of the sake of the next delegation who's registered here, Peter Kotick. You don't have to speak, Peter. You can just be registered in support. Do you like to say first?
Nice try. Yeah.
Well, politicians have to razz other politicians, you know. That's part of it. So Hello, Peter. How are you?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
First of all, I want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And same to you.
John Winthrop is right. This has been coming since day one. I don't want to take too much of your time, and I appreciate this time we do have. As a young child, I lived on Bonner. There's only two houses. This will be the culmination of a dream that my parents had, and certainly now their sons, myself, my brother, and my other brother. Unfortunately, we're sort of locked into a canyon, so we need this courageous decision by you people. This will complete the morphosis of the area. I think it'll add ambience to it. It'll be a win-win for everybody, the city, the people who live there. And I know it's a tough decision sometimes to go a little bit outside the box, but this is something that I think is doable. We don't expect big buses. I'm with the school board. We don't expect the school bus to go down there. If anybody wants to get a bus ride, they would get onto Mitchelson Way so the children don't have to walk, and certainly I would support that. So I want to thank you guys for this time, or gentlemen, for this time. And again, wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Peter. Any questions from Mr. Cotter? Thanks, Peter. Rod Klink?
In support.
Okay. Thanks, Rod. Bruce and Nancy Adams? Registered in support. Thank you. Do you wish to speak, sir? All right.
Bruce Adams, 753 Bonner, and I want to thank you, Councillor Brody, Wyatt, and Schreier for listening to us as residents today and our concerns. Today we're here to discuss the development of some property in North Kildonan, land that once developed will contribute to the tax roll of the city. Right now it's only being taxed as rural property, and hopefully very soon it will be residential lots. My role today is kind of twofold. I am one of those landowners and residents along Bonner who desires to develop my land, but I also represent this group of 10 or so landowners and residents who want to work together and are working together to mutually develop our lands. And so we as a group have hired John Winthrop to help us through this. I want to emphasize a couple things. I want to emphasize, right, that our group has been unified in our desire to develop our lands and to see the development of lands around us. When the development to the north of us, Head Rep Master Rowe, was going on, we were in support of the actual development, but we did also raise concerns, some concerns about how it was being developed, because we could see the potential impact upon how we were going to be limited in our future development of our pieces of property. So, like I said, we have been working on this for probably close to a decade since I've lived there, and even prior to that, in the midst of all the development that's been going around, raising our voice, but also raising some concerns about how it was going to impact upon us. And so here we are today talking about our subdivision application. And we are asking for the city to, as John said, approve a substandard right-of-way of 15 meters, option one, that is in the application. And I just want to note that we had no desire to even submit option two in the application, but were required by the city to present that as an option before they would even take our application. Councillor Brody, I want to thank you for the time that you've spent with our committee in the last couple of years and talking to residents, and you've walked the land, you understand our concerns. This community committee previously heard some of the reasons why, and I'm not going to take all the time, as John said, to when we were here talking about Mitchelson on the west, we expressed our thoughts, and we're not going to take the time, but I do want to remind you as a committee that at that time, several months ago, you did make a decision to approve a 50-foot right-of-way for that western piece of property, and we're just asking for that same consideration for the rest of Cindy Clausen Way, and the precedent that was set by you then and the decision-making would come our way. One of the questions that I want to raise is, like, is a 50-foot right-of-way and the extension of Cindy Clausen Way, is it necessary? I just want to speak as just one landowner and my piece of property. In a previous city documents about the development of Headmaster Row, they said that everybody along Bonner would be able to deal with 110-foot deep lots. in future subdivisions. That reality in my house cuts my garage right in half. It cuts my in-ground pool or destroys my in-ground pool. And so I just want to say, as a resident, I respectfully but strongly disagree that that's a doable option. And so we are submitting that a 50-foot right-of-way will allow some of us along Bonner to have a little deeper lots, and adequately it will help me keep, even with a 50-foot right-of-way, my lots right behind my house will probably be substandard, as John said, down to 90 feet. That's the only way that I can not tear apart the whole back end of my piece of property. And I'm only one resident of a number who have difficulties like that. So the question I want, you know, I would pose is a 50-foot right-of-way actually possible? You know, we have been meeting for 10 years, and Jeff, you remember the meeting we had 4 or 5 years ago with city administration when we sat in a room here and we talked about, is it actually technically possible to make this happen? And at that time, you know, if I remember correctly, I mean, administration said technically there is enough room to make it work in 50 feet, but it just takes a lot of planning. And I realize that there's some concerns about snow, and we just addressed that. But therefore, on behalf of residents, and just not all of them are even here, but on behalf of the residents, I respectfully ask that you would consider support of the application, but only option one. That is what we're in support of. That's what the petition is about. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Adams.
Any other questions?
No. Thank you, sir. Registered in support as well, but also noted only for option one, is Paul Walsh. Paul Walsh, are you here? Maybe Mr. Walsh left. Okay. Registered here, also in support, and noted only option for one. Option one, Roger Labossier. Mr. Labossier, you registered in support. Do you wish to speak? Okay. And registered in support, also noted option one, Mike and Rosalie Shepenick. Hello, do you wish to speak? No, registered in support of option one. Registered in support, also only for option one, Chris Sadu. Chris Sadu, there you go, Chris. Do you wish to speak? No, registered in support. Also registered in support is Andre Trudeau, only option one, registered in support. Trudeau, do you wish to speak? Okay, thank you, Mr. Trudeau. And anybody else registered who did maybe not fill out a slip, or maybe we misfiled it, registered in support of this item? Anybody else here who is registered in support who has not filed? Okay, seeing none, I'll call the individuals in opposition now. Anita Hindemith and Randall Hay on one form registered in opposition. Do you wish to speak, sir, ma'am? Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Yeah, your name and the clerk will get your documentation there.
I have some printout.
Could we just get your names and address for the record, if possible?
Thank okay, you. I'm Anita Hindemith and live on 102 Mitchelson Way.
Okay.
And
my name is Randall Hay. I live at 735 Knowles Avenue. 735 Knowles Avenue.
Knowles Avenue. Thank you.
He's my son-in-law.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Maybe I should wait here.
Go ahead.
Did I have enough? I guess so. Eh?
Yeah.
The street Sindiklassenweg, according to the new plan, is to end behind my house. My main concern is about flooding my yard. The city made us made a swale for water runoff at the back of my yard. I call it a ditch because it is so deep that I cannot get up or down without help. The existence of this swale takes away a large part of my beneficial use of my backyard. A drain pipe exists at the end of my neighbor's property for the drainage of water from the swales. The drainage pipe is too high for the drainage of the swales, so the water does not drain. We had a city inspector coming out 3 times when we built, and he made us make our swale deeper with each visit, saying it was not deep enough. My husband told him that we are lower than the pipe already. The inspector did not care and said the depth of the swale had to be what was marked on his drawing. So we were forced to do what the city wanted and then build a fence around it. My neighbor was supposed to make a swale and never did and was not forced to do it. Now I'm sitting in a hole collecting water and it has nowhere to go. When this new development is completed, my property will be flooded out. If the plans for this new development are allowed, then the city or developer should come out and fix my yard and fence too, at no cost to me. When fixed, it should have the same cosmetic appearance as it does now, and not just dumped a pile of mud. This would make things right, fair, and proper. That's what I think, because we did what the city wanted to, and now we are stuck. And I have a little drawing that I gave you from the street Mitchelson, and my house is in the middle with the swale. You can see the swale in it. That's the way we had to do it.
Yeah, there's a drain pipe just to the north of her property, and the drain pipe is much higher. And her swale is way down low, and it's half of her backyard is sort of destroyed with a huge slope, and it just fills up with water, and the water has nowhere to go. And so if they built this new development, and where's the water going to go? Like she just have a swimming pool in her backyard, and it would be really unfair for this to happen to her because
it's not my fault.
It's not her fault.
Sorry, Councillor Rawati.
More questions?
I'll send this question, I guess, to the public service again. Lock grading in this area, has it been analyzed? Is there sufficient land drainage? I know the retention ponds in the area were built for capacity for this area. What's the immediate area like?
Well, the main issue with this area is very low line in between the lots, and as part of the plan, the applicant has to submit a lot grading plan,
okay,
and a drainage plan, and that has to accommodate the surrounding areas. So the property that we're talking about at 102, the land that gets developed beside it has to accommodate your land. So your water that's sitting in a hole will no longer sit in a hole. So in other words, the development will solve your grading problem, if I can.
Well, right now, she has no drainage, and the property to the north, the pipe is a lot higher, and her existing neighbor to the left never bothered to put a swale in at all, so it just sits in her backyard. And she had to build a deck over the swale to make things disappear, so she had some access going over the top of it. And once you put this in, it's just all going to funnel into her yard with nowhere to go.
Well, actually, I took a look at it on the weekend.
Okay.
And the side where the road is going to go, that's where your low spot is. So if you could picture, there's going to be a road that's going through there, and that could pick up the drainage on your side. The lot that will be behind you, they would be required to put in a proper drainage catch basin, swale, whatever is required to pick up the drainage from your property.
So you mean the swale has to stay? It's not going to go.
So you're saying that there would be a new improved drainage access going in to get rid of her water? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, because her water is now going to go towards the new road to the south.
Yeah.
But I still have that swale where it wouldn't be nice. It should be actually street with other lots.
If the low point is on the south side, the water's going to drain that way, and it's going to go onto the new roadway. The new lot and the rear of your lot will drain towards the extension of Mitchelson. So, okay. Is that what you're saying? Is that, you understand that correctly? Okay.
But that means I still have to have that swale, right?
Not knowing what the swale looks like for, like, I noticed that your lot was very low on the south side, and it sort of dropped down, and that's now would drain, because it looks like it's just ponding and sitting, it's not going anywhere.
It was not very low. We had to make it very low. In the beginning, it was straight up. It was not low. I had a lot of fill.
Yeah. So anyways, when they do put in the road and everything else, and they design the grading properly for that area, then they would accommodate your lot. They have to submit the plans to the city. The city would approve it to make sure that it works.
So in other words, you're giving her some assurances that she won't be flooded out and that there will be proper drainage. Yes.
That area has to accommodate your drainage.
Mm-hmm. But the swale will still stay. That's what it says.
Well, yeah. She doesn't like the swale. It destroys her backyard. Like,
it's hard to walk.
Yeah.
Without actually looking and walking through and seeing the swale. Right.
Yeah, you have to come and look at it.
Yeah, they came in.
I was looking at the drainage part.
Yeah.
And the fact that they will have to accommodate your drainage internally on your lot. Okay.
There may be an opportunity to work with your neighbors to the east to change the grading of your backyard. I mean, if there's now going to be proper drainage, it's going to drain towards the street. You may be able to, you know, negotiate something. I don't know.
But it means the steel stays so that it's not straight with my lot.
But that's already the case today. I mean, if that is the case, that was already there.
yet they didn't force it upon her neighbor to the north, and he got away with not putting a swale in. When he was supposed to.
He did well. I didn't. I listened and I was not right.
You're asking that there be consideration that you may restore your previous elevation in your backyard?
Yes, how it was, so it's not that big swale anymore.
Are you asking that this be considered in conjunction with your neighbor in establishing elevations that facilitate common drainage towards the new development, or the.
See, my neighbor sold his house. There's new neighbors now. I don't know what they would do.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice if she had a backyard that resembled her neighbor's backyard or anybody else around the area, rather than her having this ditch. No one else has this ditch, you know.
So the new developer has to go down too. Make a swale too.
At the end of the day, ma'am, the lot drainage bylaw of the city of Winnipeg makes it illegal for somebody else to drain into your land. So they proceed with this development. They have to be able to provide their own drainage. They can't flood your property. Does that answer your question? They have to provide their own drainage. Yes.
If they have to, if they just don't do
they
it.
They cannot flood your property under the law.
So that means you don't know what the new developer is going to do.
We're not sure whether the drainage is from the back to the front or whether they have to, there'll be draining, split drainage, but they cannot, under the law, flood your property. They have to drain their own lands. Okay. The lot drainage bylaw provides for that.
So, in other words,
nothing's going to happen for me.
Well, if your land did get flooded, you would be able to take legal action then.
And legal actions, yeah.
Yeah.
They will need to do a drainage plan, yeah.
With who?
It should help.
We'll hear back from the applicant, and if the applicant is prepared to work
something out
with yourselves in terms of this issue on your property. And of course, you would have to give access to your property, then maybe that's something that could be entertained. But the applicant cannot construct their development by flooding your land. Their land cannot drain onto your land.
Mm-hmm. And okay? No developer has to do that too, right?
No other developer, they have to answer yes. Answer your question, yes.
Yeah. They have to make it so that I don't sit in water.
Correct.
Okay.
I have one more question then. Cindy Klassen Way ends right at her backyard, now going down along the side. Is there going to be future access for a roadway going right down beside her connecting on the Mitchelson? I'm unclear about that.
There was a separate application. There was a separate application that also put that in. In fact, they can't build this road without it connecting to Mitchelson. Based on fire standards and stuff, you can't have a dead-end road that goes that long. There was a separate application from a separate developer, I believe, that it already went through here, and that road, I think, has to be completed.
Okay.
Okay. That's
all. Am I correct? Yeah. Thank you.
Any other questions for the delegation?
See none. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else here registered in opposition to this application? Anybody else here registered in opposition to this application? Seeing none. Anybody here for information to this application who hasn't filled out a slip? Anybody here for information? Seeing none, I will call back the applicant, Mr. John Wintrop.
Thank you. I'd like to thank the resident who came out. She raised some very important points. The first one about the road, it's going to go all the way through. I believe she's looking at option two, maybe, where the road is stopping at the back of her property. That is because of the wider right-of-way. When her lot was created, it had the substandard width right-of-way. I believe I haven't seen her property on the map that she gave you, but I believe she flanks Cindy Klassen Way. She's just to the north of Cindy Klassen and on the east side of Mitchelson Way. One of the issues for drainage, her second issue she brought up, there's a lot of standing water directly behind her. All those lots behind her haven't been graded for quite some time. They're large, deep lots. The water stands around quite a lot. I believe, without looking at her lot grading plan, she likely has some of the water supposed to be draining off her lot into Cindy Klassen Way, which is directly to her cell. That street hasn't been constructed and doesn't have the land drainage sewer in there right now, so it's not draining anywhere. Plus, you have the pooling of the water directly to the east. Once Cindy Klassen goes in with the full range of municipal services and the pipe to drain the street as well as the lots, her lot should be drained not only to Mitchelson Way but to the south as well onto Cindy Klassen Way, so that should greatly improve it. As many people commented about the lot grading bylaw, developers can't drain onto other people's land. The intention would be to drain any of the new lots onto Cindy Klassen Way into the new pipe and not drain it onto the neighbor's land. That is happening likely now due to the current situation of the lots that were developed quite some time ago with the water pooling around and has nowhere to drain. It's likely going into her yard, and her yard's not draining properly because of the lack of the pipe. That's it. And just also to repeat, the people who are the applicants here, who I'm acting on behalf and are all neighbors, their neighbors with the previous speaker as well. I believe they'd like to really work with their neighbor as well to make sure that she's not being negatively impacted. She's a member of the community as well. They're for sure going to make sure not only their lands are being drained because they have the same issues with their lots, but to make sure their neighbors are not being negatively impacted. Once again, I really want to thank the community committee and the neighbors and the residents for all coming out. This has been a very one of the better projects I've been part of. It's been ongoing for quite some time. It's been very exciting to actually see something that started 10 years ago to hopefully come to fruition now. And just the fact that all the different people involved actually worked really closely together to set aside some differences to make it really work. And we're asking the City of Winnipeg to help us make it work as well by going with the option one with the substandard right away. That would really make this whole thing really come together not quite nicely. So we thank the community committee for all their considerations as well as all the residents who came out tonight. Thank you.
Any questions for Mr. Wintrop at this point? Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in part Specifically, I would like to change recommendation number one, where it mentions option two. I would like to replace that with option one. In terms of 1A, perhaps we can add in a stipulation that with the possible addition of required easements for snow storage. Is that the appropriate place to add it, perhaps?
In the plan considerations, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I move the administrative recommendation with the change to option one. And afford it to the Standing Policy Committee on Property and Development.
Okay. Heard the motion. Any discussion? Any administration is clear. Okay. All in favor? Opposed? Carried.
Now, my supporting reasons, again, this is very exciting. I mean, having this many neighbors come together, I'd like to, I see Peter's applauding already, I'd like to applaud all of the neighbors. It's very challenging when it comes to the number of dollars and the number of properties affected. It's going to affect all of your backyards, and the fact that this many residents that have, in many cases, been very, very long-time North Kildonan residents. Having grown up on a different section of Bonner, I know a lot of you, I know a lot of your kids. It's pretty exciting to see this all come together, so I do applaud the neighbors for coming together. This is great for the city of Winnipeg. The idea that we're taking rear lots that are in, mostly zoned RR5 and putting them on the tax roll as probably $400,000 or $500,000 homes is wonderful for the city of Winnipeg. It's the servicing in that is not going to cost. It's the facilities are there. The land drainage ponds, as was already mentioned, were oversized in anticipation of these going in. You know, this is the logical completion of this particular area, and I do appreciate that. You know, we did require a little bit of flexibility. I know this wasn't the first choice of the public service, but again, we're talking about severing, you know, halves of garages and halves of in-ground swimming pools and stuff. We did have to make this minor compromise, and I think, you know, it's the best way we could resolve this in a fair and equitable way. So, Mr. Chairman, those are my supporting reasons.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All in favor? Opposed? Carried.
Aye.